The Bible says in Romans 14, verse 17, that no man lives to himself or dies to himself. And 1 Corinthians says that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. I must walk in sexual purity because I can't afford to compromise you. How many people have had their own lives shaken to the roots because of irresponsible spiritual leadership? You haven't the right to compromise me either. If you're in Christ, you do not have the right to violate trust with the brothers and sisters in Christ, within your circle, within your church.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hello there, my friend. This is Anthony Sluzes, and you're listening to Your Place of Grace. And I thank you for taking time out of your busy day or evening to check us out. And I pray that you'll be blessed by today's podcast. Today, we're talking about sexual sin and what the Bible has to say about it. Now, we're only scratching the surface because there's so much throughout the entirety of God's Word regarding sexual purity and sexual sin. We're dealing with the sin aspect today. In your own study time, if you would, because of time constraints, I want you to do this on your own. I won't read it today. But check out and study 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 20. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 20. Again, dealing with sexual sin. I want to give you 10 reasons why sexual sin is worse than other kinds of sin. Oh, Tony, what? I'm sure some of you were saying, well, I thought all sin was the same. Sin is sin, sin is sin. Well, I think I can verify from the Word of God and from experience, as I have dealt with so many people over the years who have experienced the tragedy of the pain that comes from sexual failure and immorality. And you know what? I'm one of them. I learned the hard way in my past. So let me give you 10 reasons why I believe the Bible states that sexual sin is worse than other types of sin. Number one, sexual sins stay in the root of the individual's basic point of identity. The first thing that's said about you and me at birth was that it's a boy or it's a girl. That is the first way we are identified. Amen? To paraphrase Psalm 11, verse 3, with regard to this subject, the Bible says, if the foundation of a person's identity, when sexual pollution takes place, then where shall he turn for rightness or wholeness? That which at first seems to be, oh, titillating, exciting, and stimulating suddenly turns to bewilderment, frustration, and shame. And you go, oh, what did I just do? What happened? See, it's written in the human heart to recognize that sexual violation. Reason number two why sexual sin is more serious than many others is that sexual sin exploits the deepest aspects of our emotionality as people. The essence of seduction is the heart of manipulation. The seduced feels violated and scarred after it's all over. Sexual activity awakens our deepest passions, and it also exposes us to our deepest wound and the possibility of injury. With the unmarried, there comes a sense of need to concede, to compromise. Even as a believer, sexual fidelity to your Lord and yourself, you find that what was held as a promised relationship just evaporates in the morning sun. Reason number three why sexual sin is so serious. Sexual sin pollutes the fountainhead of our highest creativity. God, in making something of himself, transmitted to mankind the awesome power to create life and to do it at will. Now, birth control is not unscriptural. Foundational to that understanding is that God has made us repositories of life-giving ability. The Bible says we are required to have children if we can, but we get to determine when we have them. Part of the mission of the redeemed is to transmit to another generation the life we have biologically and what we've been made to be in Jesus Christ. Now going to reason number four, sexual sin produces guilt that cripples. It cripples confidence and authority. People can't get away from the crippling sense of condemnation. Sexual sin produces a dimension of guilt in believers that is far different than any other sin. Number five, as to why sexual sin is so serious. Sexual sin compromises the foundation of life's deepest human relationship. That relationship is marriage. And marriage, according to the Bible, is between one man and one woman for life. Sexual sin poisons the possibilities of the most open communication. The quest for various means to stimulate what seems to be a withering sexual excitement in their relationship. That only comes about in areas where something has happened in the communicational aspect of the sexual relationship. Usually, what gets in the way are attitudes that stem from some kind of violation, a breach of trust. The Holy Spirit mandates the availability of the husband to the wife and the wife to the husband in order that there not be an exposing of the other to unreasonable temptation because of the neglect of a partner who doesn't care. Reason number six why sex sin is so serious. Sexual sin exposes to the risk of begetting an unsupported human being. Unsupported means a child who isn't supported in the womb and aborted. A child who isn't supported out of the womb, abandoned by one or both parents. Or maybe a child born who isn't supported emotionally, who is unwanted, unworthy, or undesirable. This is serious business. On to number seven, why sexual sin is so serious. Sexual sin increases the possibility of multiplying the spread of disease. AIDS, gonorrhea, syphilis. Now you've got monkeypox. And many other diseases, lots of diseases have come about as a result of the sexual revolution and promiscuity. Studies show the key to be more likely than any other to not get venereal disease or anything related to to it, I'm sorry, the way to avoid these diseases is to have one partner for a lifetime. And again, the Bible says, within the bounds of marriage, between one man and one woman for life. Reason number 8 why sexual sin is so serious is that this type of sin gives place to the appetites which can only beget further unnatural behavior. A young man who leads an international ministry that helps people get out of sexual addiction tells of how his addiction started with watching pornographic videos and identifying with the men in them. The law of the flesh is covetousness that never gets enough. It's never satisfied. You are never, ever satiated. The law of that spirit that is given place, it becomes dominative. It dominates in time. Number 9, sexual sin breaches trust with the entire body of the church, which brings us to a point of accountability. The Bible says in Romans 14, verse 17, that no man lives to himself or dies to himself. And 1 Corinthians says that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. I must walk in sexual purity because I can't afford to compromise you. How many people have had their own lives shaken to the roots because of irresponsible spiritual leadership? You haven't the right to compromise me either. If you're in Christ, you do not have the right to violate trust with the brothers and sisters in Christ, within your circle, within your church, within your community. And finally, number 10, sexual sin assaults the pure lordship of Jesus Christ in your life. The purity of Jesus is established in the Word. He walked in absolute sinless perfection. He kept his mind pure and was wholesome and trustworthy. In the final analysis, sexual sin, for the believer, is worse than any other, because in sexual immorality, a believer prostitutes the body of Christ. Dear one, your body, if you know Christ, your body belongs to Him. And He lives in you. Think about that. I want us to come through the power of the blood of the cross. And let there be a sense of the love of God and the cleansing of Calvary. Praise God. Let us rejoice in the truth of God's Word and the disciplines it teaches us, and vow to walk in obedience by His power, filled with His Spirit, on the basis of what He does through the power of His precious blood. Praise God. Praise God. If you've never made Jesus Christ your personal Savior and Lord, hey, you've come to the right place today. Here's how you can receive Christ right now. First of all, admit your need. Get real before God and say, Lord, yes, I am a sinner. I've blown it, and I've blown it bad. Then be willing to turn from your sins. That's where the word repent comes from. To turn away from sin and turn toward God. And ask God's forgiveness. Then believe that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross, bearing your sin, your shame, your punishment, your guilt, and dying on the cross for you. and believe that he rose from the grave on the third day. And then through prayer, invite Jesus Christ to come into your heart and to control your life through his Holy Spirit. That's how you receive him as Savior and Lord. You want to pray with me now? Let's invite Jesus into our hearts and lives. Pray it with all your heart, out loud. Repeat after me, Dear God in heaven. That's right. Dear God in heaven, I know that I'm a sinner, but I want to turn from my sins. And I ask your forgiveness, Father God. I believe that Jesus Christ is your Son. I believe he died for my sins and that you, Father, raised him to life again. I want Jesus to come into my heart and to take control of my life. I want to trust Jesus as my Savior and follow him as my Lord from this day forward. And I will live for you, God, and serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. If you've prayed that prayer with me, this is just the beginning of a wonderful new life in Christ. And to deepen this relationship, it's so important that you read your Bible every day to know Jesus Christ better. And then talk to God in prayer every single day. That's what prayer is. It's talking to and listening to the Spirit of God speaking to you in your heart. Then you need to tell others about Jesus. Tell other people about this decision that you've made for Christ and what he's done for you today. And then you need to worship, fellowship, and serve with other Christians in a church, a local church, where God's word is preached, where the people love God and love each other. Finally, as Christ's representative in this needy world, you need to demonstrate your new life by your love and concern for other people. Get involved in your church. Get involved in your community. Tell other people about Jesus and what he's done for you. Pray with people. Love on them. Give your heart away. Give your life away. Praise God. Thank you for listening today. If you have any questions about the Bible, if you have any prayer requests that you need somebody to pray with you, contact me through my website, yourplaceofgrace.com, and say, Tony, I have questions, or, hey, I have a prayer need. Contact me through my website, and I will pray for you, and I will send you a personal response, person to person, and I will send a word of encouragement. Also, if you've prayed to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord today, contact me again. Yes, contact me through that website and tell me about it. And I will send you some resources free of charge, postage paid, to help you get started in your new walk with Christ. So until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may he always have a smiling countenance toward you. And may God give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory. May he give you laughter and love within your marriage, family, and home. And may God grant you his greatest favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.